Gurney's got it here, 102.3 XLC. Wes and Leah welcoming Tracy Schultz, owner, founder of Ceramics for You. Tracy, welcome.
Welcome. Hi, thank you.
We've had you on the show before, but that was long ago. It feels like a not even the same lifetime ago. Welcome into the studio, because that was when everything was shut down and we were just on the phone. So it's so nice to have you in the studio and know that Ceramics for You made it out on the other side of all of this. So real cool place in Gurney if you've never been before. Can you tell us a little bit about what is going on there?
Well, I want to thank Gurney for one thing, just for helping us get through COVID, because that was really hard for us.
And I'm sure.
As all businesses.
Because that's a very in-person thing. I mean, were you making kits for people to bring home?
We did do a lot of pottery to go.
Yeah.
Which,
you did that for Wes and I right now. Pottery in the studio. Mugs, thank you for bringing in. And we'll be painting those and posting some pictures of those later on.
You asked what we should do on there. Our sister station has their Tom and Whoever morning show, and they have their logo on there. I think you should do Wes and Leah cups.
Okay.
But misspell our names on there.
Like Les, like they call you
whatever.
Les.
Yeah,
we should do Les
and Leah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Let's do it. All right. So, yes, thank you to Gurney. Thank you to everyone that helped get you guys
through. I had a lot of very loyal customers that got us through.
That's awesome. But you guys are celebrating your 9th year here in Gurney. What else is going on?
So in June, we'll be going to being open 7 days a week. Now we are closed on Mondays, but in the summer, we do every day.
Okay.
And we've actually just amped up our clay classes. So we've always done clay, but we didn't really market it that much because, we had so many other things we wanted to do. So with COVID, that was something that we really did a lot of work on. So we are offering adult clay classes and a lot of children's clay. And kids love clay.
Oh, I'm sure.
And adults like it, too.
I've never done it before. Have you ever done it?
So you make the thing?
So you we don't do
like
the wheel.
Ghost?
But you...
Oh,
no,
dang.
We don't do the wheel. I don't have room. But we hand build stuff.
Okay.
So we're making a rooster, and we're making... for adults, a kitchen rooster. We're making a clay gnome with a mushroom house kind of thing, a little fairy house.
You know how much I love my gnomes.
These are the same size as one.
Yes. What else are you doing with clay?
And then recently we just did one where we made our own little trays, and I had people bring in things that they wanted to press into the clay. So you can press flowers into the clay. People brought their grandma's lace, and they pressed it into the clay, and then they had a little tray that had that imprint on it.
Oh, how cool is
that? Yeah, it was really cool. You can take a wedding dress from your daughter or something and press it into the clay, and then you have that permanent imprint.
That's
and then
cool.
We fire it and paint it.
Oh, so, that is awesome.
Recently had that one.
Never even thought of doing anything like that. So you mentioned adult clay classes, the kids clay classes. You guys have a clay camp.
Yes.
Slow that one down. Not a clay clamp, a clay camp for kids as well. Is that going on throughout the whole summer? Or?
Yeah, so we have a session in June, July, and August. And this will, it's all they're going to do is clay.
Yeah.
So one session, they'll make 6 projects. And then in 2 weeks after everything's dried and fired, they'll come back and paint all that stuff. So that'll be, there's a session in June and in July and August. The dates are all on our website.
Cool. So summer camps, art club, daycare.
Yes, we go to a ton of daycares in the community, and they'll come. Some of them will come to us. Some of them will go to them. So they do plates. We have a hedgehog plate or a fish plate, so that we bring a project and they do it, and they really like it. So.
I know I've done a lot of the painting, wine painting nights with my ladies. Mm-hmm. Do you guys do adult?
Absolutely.
Gatherings or private events.
Absolutely.
Ceramics for You.
So Leah's a way of asking if she can bring wine to your place.
Is it BYOB?
Yes, you can. Yes, you definitely can. And you can rent the back. We have a back room. You rent the back room. It's $30 to rent it. You can bring your own food
drink
in. And then you just pick what you want to paint. Or sometimes we'll do a canvas party there. Sometimes we'll do, people will like have a baby shower or a wedding shower there. We do all kinds of birthday parties.
Oh, that's
and stuff
cool.
Too. Yeah.
That's really cool.
That is.
How do people go about setting that up?
So they just give us a call. You can also, there's a link on our website where you can actually sign up and then we'll call. We do Girl Scout groups. We have a lot of Girl Scouts have their Girl Scout money right now. Mm-hmm. So they're all coming in to, we had a clay class last night where they came in and made rainbow plates.
Oh,
and,
fun.
Yeah.
I like that. Now, Mother's Day just passed.
Yes.
Father's Day is the next thing that we are celebrating, Wes, whether you like it or not. He's boycotting Father's Day. But what can kids make for their dads there?
So we have two things going on. One is a dad and donuts.
Okay.
So dads come in with their child, and we have a set of mugs. One's, and they have like donuts on them, and one says dad, and one says donuts, and they kind of link together.
Oh.
So that's going to be the day before Father's Day, which I think is like the 17th or something. And then we also have, we did this at Mother's Day. It was so popular. We had the kids come in, pick something out for their mom, and so they'll do the same thing for their dad. And then we wrap it, and then we give them a cute little gift bag, and it's all ready to go for them for dad. So nobody knows what they painted.
Oh, my gosh.
So that's really fun.
I love that, because I feel like the dads kind of get left out on that. Wes, keep your comments to yourself. Yes, because school's out.
I know.
The schools do try. They do, because my daughter.
Your kids lose it within the 2 weeks of being out of school.
That's what I was going to say. That's exactly what I was going to say.
Every dad's like, well, we know you all try at the end of the school year, and then your kid instantly loses it.
They mean well.
Like 3 years later, like, I think I made this for you in third grade.
They mean well. So that's really cool. You mentioned tons of different parties that you could have there at Ceramics for You, baby showers, ladies' night. All celebrations, really, you could have there. And BYOB, though, there's no bar set up at Ceramics for You. That's understandable. Understandable. Do you still offer painting projects to go and drop-in times?
Yes. On our website, you can just shop now and just, if you want to just do it at home, which was one of the great things that came out of COVID, because we have a lot of customers who just like to paint at home. And we always offered it, but we never marketed it. So marketing it during that COVID time, really, people are still doing it.
How can people learn more about what you have to offer there at Ceramics for You?
So you can drop in anytime. So just drop in the studio, look around. We have our Facebook page, which is Ceramics for You Gurnee. We have an Instagram, which is Ceramics number 4 YOU. And then we have that's Instagram. And then our website is ceramicsforyou.net.
Awesome. Tracy, thank you so much for coming in today. Really great to have you in studio with us. Before we let you go, though, what's your Gurnee go-to?
So my favorite Gurnee go-to is a couple doors down, Kim at Stonebrook Cleaner. She's been around for as long as that plaza's been there.
And always then, good to have
Of course, the Shipping Point is always a great place to go.
Shipping Point.
What were we trying to ship last week? Oh, it was like live ducks or something, right?
Yes, we found out that people were shipping live ducks. We weren't actually trying to ship live ducks. But did I tell you I went into the Shipping Point? I didn't get through the doors and they were like, are you Leah? And I was with my daughter and she thought it was the coolest thing. And I was like, I am. I was like, and you're a favorite for Gurnee's Got It. And now I know why, because they were just like, I'm like, I don't really know what to do right now. And she's like, you're more prepared than most people. Like, let me help you out. You could use my printer. Like, they were just so friendly. So I'm sure owning a business is super important.
And they're closer to me now.
So yeah, there you go. Their new location. Awesome, Tracy. Thank you so much for coming in. Gurnee's Got It. We'll continue next here on XLC.